Tom Keough. You know him well, village trustee out of Northport, a contributor beyond as far as the Fox Business Channel. And we're happy to have him here on a Tuesday morning to begin a work week in full. Sir, great to have you. Hope you had a decent weekend.
Good morning, Jay. It was a wonderful weekend. You know, it was a great time to be an American, even though we couldn't celebrate Memorial Day or commemorate Memorial Day the way America has always done. But yes, it's a wonderful weekend. How about you?
Yeah, I had a good weekend. You know, it was just one of those, it was kind of a weekend to really kind of think a little bit, reminisce. You know, I yearned for so many things this weekend. You know, always made the rounds to Calverton National. Always watched some great baseball sitting out in the backyard, you know, that type of thing. It was just one of those weekends, you know, and I felt for the small businesses out there, still waiting with bated breath to open it up on Main Street, U.S. of A. Still hasn't been accomplished yet. You know, there were a lot of things going through my head, Tom. I got to be honest with you. A lot of things going through my head this year.
I agree, Jay. It's you know, you and I have chatted many, many times about this. It's a very unusual time in our lives in America, and I'm concerned for the heart and soul of a free country, which is where we live, that the government officials who have, you know, been in charge over the past 10 weeks through this coronavirus, that they willingly relinquish their hand on the throttle, so to speak, of America once the time comes that they should. And this is uncharted waters, uncharted territory for us. We've never seen anything like this. And it's America was founded by people that came here in the 1600s, 1700s for religious freedom, to be able to worship God the way they chose. It's primarily a Judeo-Christian country, although there are plenty of people here from other nationalities and other religions, and we welcome them all. It's what makes America so strong. But will people still have the freedom of thought, the freedom to do what they want, to raise their children the way they want, to go to work the way they want when this is all over? I don't know. I mean, we've got de Blasio with a snitch line, and now Cuomo's got one, too. He's got a You go on Cuomo's reopening plan, there's a place where you can call in and report your neighbors, report people. So these are some of the things that occurred in communist China. It still occurs in communist China. And in Russia, people disappear because the neighbors turn them in. I mean, where are we headed to with some of this? It's very alarming to me, very concerning.
It comes down to, I was thinking about the woman I had on Friday, owns a salon in Jamesport, and you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, she opened it up for one day, got the cops there the next day, got a warning, I guess, from one cop, and then the next day, four cops came into the salon, threatened with citations and arrests and everything else. You know, it's amazing to me. You know, it still comes down to this. You know, everybody is kind of giving us warnings and everything else. Those individuals are still getting paychecks, by the way. I mean, it's to me, and I was thinking about this over the weekend, it's easy to kind of state the case when you're still getting a paycheck. Meanwhile, you got people who need that paycheck. The employees of those small businesses who need to get those paychecks and are still being put on hold. So, you know, listen, we've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. Finally going to come to fruition, it looks like, tomorrow, phase one. Let's not forget, though, you know, we've got a couple of week interim period here between phases. So, you know, you're still looking at, what, phase two, phase three. You're still a couple of, you know, 3-4 weeks away, Tom Keough.
Absolutely.
So, in essence,
right,
what are we looking at here?
Restaurants won't get open to the end of June, according to Cuomo's plan. I mean, I don't know how some of these men and women in these small businesses will survive. And I think, you know, Cuomo's like the Teflon Don. He's almost like John Gotti. Some of the stuff that he's done and the mistakes that he's made don't seem to stick to him. The media seems to be giving him a free pass on a lot of this. Now, maybe there'll be a great reconciliation after things get back to normal. But from some of the statistics I've read, 50% of the deaths in New York have been in nursing homes. And now he's trying to blame the president for sending the sick people to nursing homes from the hospital. So I don't know how this is going to wind up when it's all over. But he's Andrew Cuomo loves the limelight. He's in some cases, I think you and I have agreed, he's done a wonderful job. But in some cases, he's somewhat narcissistic or megalomaniac. He just loves to be in front of the microphone all the time. And God bless him. I wouldn't want his job. But on the other hand, I think you can't take a man or a woman's free will away from them, because it's not something society doesn't, you know, the flag of the American, our stars and stripes don't give you and me, our free will. Our free will comes from a higher power. So it's, what's happening here is almost similar to some of the things that are starting to happen in Hong Kong. Xi is now fast-forwarding this legislation where he's just going to totally take over Hong Kong, case closed. You know, and the Hong Kong people are like, oh, come on, you can't do this, but he's doing it. So where does government draw the line? You know, where? How far do we, you and I, Jay and Tom, allow government to intrude in our lives? And I think they've intruded pretty far here in America. Now, there's a case for them to probably having to do so, but we've got to, like you've been screaming at me, we've got to get back, we've got to get open, we better get open soon, or there'll be nothing to open. There'll be nothing left to open.
I'm with you on that. Talk with Tom Keogh, Village Trustee, Northport. You see him a lot on Fox Business Channel, folks. Does a great job. You know, one thing about Cuomo, and then I'll shift to China in a second, Tom. You know, listen, he went down a couple of notches last week, right? Now, you're blaming the President of the United States for the nursing home disaster. The edict of March 25th to allow COVID positives back into those venues? Are you kidding me? And it almost seemed like the governor really did not know policy throughout this whole thing. You know, constantly referring to Dr. Deer in the headlights, Howard Zucker, I call him. You know, and quite frankly, I mean, what a disaster the health commissioner has been through all of this. It's almost as if they have shifted blame throughout these last 10 weeks. Well, it's the state. No, it's the nursing home. It's the venue who makes that decision. You know, which way is it? You know, which way is it? Okay, where are we at here? Okay, the fact of the matter is, we have treated the most vulnerable, as I have stated throughout the last several months, as sacrificial lambs. That's just plain and simple. I'm sorry, it is. When you allow COVID positives back into those homes, that's what it's all about. And now you reversed it a couple of weeks ago. Now you have to be COVID negative to go back in. So why did we make that mistake, Tom Keogh, 8 weeks ago? I can't figure it out. But now we're going to blame the federal government on the chaotic debacle that we are in right now regarding these homes.
Jay, part of the problem we're having in not to blame Cuomo for this at all, but when government leaders, whether it's Laura Curran or Steve Ballone or, you know, any town supervisor or the governor in New York at de Blasio, when they declare an emergency situation, it's almost like declaring war. It's one step below martial law. It imbues them or emboldens them with powers way, way, way beyond anything that we ever imagined a man or a woman in those elected positions would have. And he doesn't have to now, he and any of these men or women, you can have, I heard earlier, you know, in the prelude to my appearance with you today, that Laura Curran's going to be on, you could ask Laura. And I happen to like Laura, but you could ask her. She doesn't have to ask too much permission from anybody for the things that she's doing because of the emergency powers declaration. So maybe this is something that we as a society have to take a look at once we get out from underneath this horrible COVID situation, so that should, God forbid, we ever have to go down this rabbit warren or rabbit hole again, the men and women that are making these decisions have some sort of controls or restraints put upon them, because they're pretty much free to kind of say and do as they please. You know, and it's too much to our chagrin at times when we see them make mistakes. Now, I wouldn't want to be in any of those positions at this difficult time. I think, God bless them, it's a tremendous responsibility. But like you just railed, will they be held to task? Will they be brought to task or to the bar, so to speak, or to some sort of reconciliation when this is all over for the mistakes that they made. I don't know. But that's, you know, a lot of people died here. A lot of people. Thousands.
You know, like I said, I want, you know, these investigations better come up with something here. And let me tell you something. You know, you can't have the Department of Health investigating its own self. That to me is ridiculous. And that's why you have to have an independent investigation going on here. Quite frankly, the DOH needs to be investigated. Zucker needs to be investigated. The top of Albany needs to be investigated. Why they have allowed such practices to take place over the last 8 to 10 weeks. Now, let's shift over to China for a second. Lots of tensions, we know. Now you're getting into the airline industry, Tom Keel. So now you have Washington accusing Beijing of making it difficult for U.S. carriers to resume flights between the two countries as the economies reopen. I know Delta and United both want to resume those routes next month. They've run into trouble getting their plans approved by China's Civil Aviation Administration. And in response, well, U.S. wants more regulatory power over the U.S.-China routes taken by Chinese carriers. And meanwhile, you got the situation between China and Hong Kong. You know, they're pulling at more threads in the freight relationship going on here. Beijing attempts to impose this national security law on the semi-autonomous city, sparking kind of another round of protests. Here we go again. And that's going to be another big test for how Trump handles this one. You know, there's a lot of tension right now between Trump and Xi. Very interesting to see what comes out of this one.
Well, look, I think Xi is going to do what he said he's going to do. I think that this is the death knell or the you know, ringing the church bells for Hong Kong. Short of the United States going to war with China, and I don't think we want to do that, or I don't think we will do that, Xi's going to do it. Who's going to stop him? Great Britain isn't. They signed it off 20-some-odd years ago. Trump has probably put up the biggest squawk or, you know, given China the most difficult time of any president in my lifetime. I mean, Nixon opened the door. Trump is almost closing the door. But look, this is the way these guys are. You know, Xi is operating, sadly, the way Cuomo's operating as governor. Doesn't have to answer to anybody. Xi answers to the Communist Party. Now, Cuomo will have a reconciliation when we come out of the COVID. He will have to go back to being a governor, and he's a very successful governor. But right now, he can kind of pretty much do as he pleases, and we'll let the chips fall as they will. And it was all going to be written off as, well, this look, I had to do this. It was uncharted territory, et cetera. But Xi, on the other hand, has cooked the books on what he's doing in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is done as a free port and a free city. As you know, I spent most of my life in the seafood industry and have exhibited in the Asia Seafood Show in Hong Kong many times. It was supposed to be Labor Day weekend this year. They've already moved it. Diversified Communications, which puts on that show, has moved it to Singapore in November as a precursor to the fact that they don't think Hong Kong is going to come back. So it's sadly for the Hong Kong people. They're a beautiful group of people. Interested, when I traveled there several times on business and I had some of my literature, sales literature, translated into Chinese, the woman that was doing it, Sophia Pai, she's got a language school in Melville, she said, Tom, you can't bring your literature in Mandarin down into Hong Kong, you'll insult the people. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, no, they're from Canton, they're Cantonese. It's a totally different form of Chinese. And you will insult them. But if you do translate it to Cantonese, they'll understand that you're respectful of who they are. So they're a beautiful people, the Hong Kong people. They don't identify with Beijing. They identify with Jay Oliver and Tom Keogh. They want to be free. England signed off on it after the 100-year deal. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Now, on the airline routes, Jay, that's wild. We should have control over what carriers come into the United States. And I think China's now, we may go into a very difficult trade war with China here. And I don't know what's going to happen with the deal that I worked on. And I commented many, many times on your show that was signed off in the early first quarter of this year. That may be, I don't know whether it's going to be scrapped or what's going to happen, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, we're in this is another whole interesting repercussion that's going to come out of this whole COVID situation.
Yes, we'll see what happens, Tom. I'll tell you. So, and still, you know, so many questions, you know, regarding the laboratory, Wuhan, and everything else. You know, listen, what used to be a pretty good relationship and building. I mean, I don't see how it's, you know, for a long time. There are going to be some frayed aspects between Trump and Xi, and answers. When this is all said and done, answers. As far as, you know, the biggest question I have is inspectors heading over to the lab and everything else. And they didn't get near that Wuhan lab, by the way. They didn't get near it. So there's a ton of questions to come out. We got to take a look at it without question. As I'm choking on my words here. Always a pleasure to have you. We'll have you on real soon. We'll have to delve into this more.
Thank you, Jay. God bless you. God bless America. We'll be fine. It's American people have got to keep up their faith in their country and in their God, and don't allow anybody or anything to take away your free will. We've got to be able to still be a country and a society that can make their own decisions. And there's some of the controls that are being put in place right now for this reopening phases are borderline what you see in communist countries, and I don't like them. So we just have to, elections have consequences, folks, and we have elections coming up in November. They're going to have very, very, very ominous consequences, and people have got to pay more attention to what's going on and vote.
Well said. You're right. No question. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll have you on soon again.
Jay, thank you again. Say hi to John Caracciola, JVC, for me, and thank you for your generous time this morning. God bless you. Bye-bye.